Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast that we prepared and are sharing on Monday, April 28th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. It's considered a joy to share these messages with you each weekday morning. Today, we're getting a beautiful, gentle rain here in our part of the world, and we're so thankful for it. Today's message is titled, Never Forgotten. The scripture text, and there are two of them today, from Genesis 40, verse 23, and Isaiah 44, verse 21.
The chief cupbearer, however, did not remember Joseph. He forgot him. O Israel, I will not forget you.
Well, have you ever been forgotten by someone else? Of course you have. Have you ever forgotten something very important concerning someone else or forgotten to do a favor for someone? And of course you have. Well, I just did this again. Yesterday morning, Brooksine asked me to make a delivery to our men's leader in our church of some music.
I was unable to attend our church because I was helping a new believer to find a church near her home on the other side of Lancaster. So I went to the trouble of putting these important papers in the driver's seat of the van before church would begin so that Stephen wouldn't miss them, or in hopes that he wouldn't miss them, and because he'd have to sit in that seat to start the engine at least.
But minusly, I must have put the papers on the dashboard, or I think beside the seat, and never thought about it again all morning. When she asked me early this morning if I made my delivery, it suddenly dawned on me. Well, you can imagine that I was rightfully scolded for neglecting a relatively minor duty.
But major to me.
Hey, give some reason for a couple of my friends to stop over tonight. We look forward to that. Well, I share about our day-to-day forgetfulness that we all deal with from time to time. Some more than others, and frankly, as you get older, more and more so, it seems. But today I want to look at two verses that show a remarkable contrast between the neglect of man and the mindfulness of God. The first one concerns Joseph, who had been in prison when it seemed the perfect opportunity for his release had come. He had interpreted a dream for Pharaoh's cupbearer, which had a favorable outcome, saving the cupbearer from death. Joseph appealed to him to mention his unjust imprisonment to Pharaoh, but the cupbearer, in spite of the remarkable turnabout in his life, forgot.
Isn't it reassuring that God never forgets us? God remembered Joseph, and he will always remember us. We can claim the promise in Isaiah 44. Although it speaks specifically of Israel, it surely also speaks to us today. Due to God's immutable or unchanging character, he says, I will not forget you. This is especially important to remember during the mysterious delays of life. During times like this, we may misunderstand God's apparent silence. Well, believing friend, he has not forgotten you any more than he forgot Joseph. Two full years later, Pharaoh himself had a dream. And most of you know the rest of the story. If you don't, please read Genesis 41. It is worth your while.
Well, are you facing a delay in life? Is there silence in regard to direction from the Lord? Perhaps it even seems that God has forgotten you. No. Hold on to your faith. In his time, he will make a way. Be assured he has not forgotten you. You are never forgotten.
Let's pray together. Father, when we examine the emotional pain of our lives, we often start out with the question, why? But in hindsight, we realize that those struggles taught us practical truths that we would not have learned otherwise, and that there truly was purpose in our pain and the delay. We often look to Joseph, not because he was a great ruler over Egypt, but because we identify with much of his life experiences, betrayal, fear, rejection, his being lied about, separation, unjust treatment, delays, among other struggles. You accomplished your purpose in his life, not in spite of his trials, but through his pain-filled ordeals. His story has been a source of encouragement to us time and again as he modeled integrity in the midst of the severe struggles and sweeping storms of life. Your eternal purpose is greater than our temporal pain. Remind us that it may not just be for our own instruction, but for others looking on who may learn from our difficult experiences. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks for sharing that, Brooksine. I'm glad she was able to join me today. This morning, our daughter Astir has a routine, or every 3 or 4 months she has her cardiology appointment. She is incidentally seen by the very same doctor that saw her when she was just 3 months of age. Even though we moved back to Pennsylvania, this doctor that had seen her in the northern part of the state had moved down to the Hershey area, Dr. Mark Cohen. He's a great doctor. We really appreciate his care through the years. Well, we're on the web at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we prepared for Monday, April 28th, 2008. We do have some pretty pictures on the site today. We also have some suggested music, as we typically do. One is a song that comes to mind, great song, probably 15 years old right now. The older you get, the more even older songs seem contemporary, it seems. But the song by Don Moen, God Will Make a Way. We invite you to visit our site, and you can just click on these, and there are links that will open up, in these cases, to a separate page that will play the song. A video of the song. Well, thanks for joining us today. Continue to stay faithful to our ever faithful God. He will never forget you.